Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. T-Heart Radio. Rocking with the best. Yo, yo. Here you are now in tune to T-Heart Radio. A platinum for all of the ladies to air it out. Whatever's on your mind and whatever's on your chest. Cause the lessons that you learn can benefit the rest. So let's grow together. Let's teach each other. Spreading only good vibes to one another. T-Heart Radio, rocking with the best, yeah. Bringing love and light to the people, nothing less. Nothing less, yeah, less. T-Heart Radio, T, rocking with the best.
T, no doubt.
Yeah.
Rocking with the best. Whoo, what's up, everybody? Welcome, welcome, welcome to... I sound animated in my head. T-Heart Radio. It is your... Okay, hold on. Let me try that again. So welcome to T-Heart Radio. It's your host, Coach Key. There we go. There's too many sounds. You know what I'm saying? How you guys doing today? I'm feeling pretty good. It was a cool weekend, too. Georgia has been fantastic. Only problem is the pollen. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. But check this out. Tonight's topic is, before I bring on my awesome... beautiful host who's been itching to get on live, and of course our other host, Coach Shanti Sincere. Tonight's topic is vulnerability a necessity for a healthy relationship? If you want to give your take on tonight's topic, all you gotta do is hit us up at 845-277. Ah, I gotta swallow. I gotta drink some water on a break. 845-277-9365, and that's 845-277-9365. And you're welcome to just sit in the queue and take a listen if that's what you like to do. If you want to give your take, all you got to do is make sure you hit the number one, and that'll let me know that you want to come on live, no doubt. We're going to get into our very first song, but check this out. Before I do that, I just want to share with you guys, okay? I wash the clothes, okay, and Tori takes care of them after I wash and dry them. Okay, you guys, she's not going to be happy about this. She's not you. I just want to let you guys know, I have been walking around for days with no underwear on. I just put some underwear on today. So there's nothing she can do about it or say about it because she's on mute. So until then, we'll go ahead and jump into this very first song. The name of the song is called Rock. I played it last show. This is one of my favorites. I got some new songs to play that I'll play in a few. But I'm going to go ahead and start with Jasmine Sullivan. Featuring her. And the name of the song is called Girl Like Me. One of my favorites.
I made a profile on Tinder, since you left me to be with her. You think that means I'm getting desperate, wish I could return to sender, but you don't love me no more. And I don't even know what for. Knew it was real when you blocked me, now I sit at home judging my body. Wonder what I did to lose it. Why in the hell you think you know why you don't love me no more? Yeah. And I don't even know what for. Nah, just wanted something different. Still don't know what I was missing. What you asked I would give. It ain't right. I'd either do anything. Maybe I should look like a stripper, wearing fashion over dresses. All the dudes be so pressed and impressed. What if you leave me with no choice? Oh, I can't do this good girl shit no more. You're wanting something different. I don't know what I was missing. What you asked I would've given. Yeah, baby, when look what you did, kid. Get a whole
lot. Yeah, no doubt. One of my favorites. I hit the right button. All right, so that's Girl Like Me. Now, and the artist is Jasmine Sullivan featuring her. One of my ultimate favorites of, I actually play that in my, what you call it, in my workout routine. But check it out. Welcome, welcome back to Key Heart Radio. No doubt. And it is your host, Coach Key. And you guys would never believe what I'm doing for the first time that I've ever done when I'm doing this show. I'm actually sitting down on my butt. I typically don't do that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to bring Tori on in one sec. She's been sending me some interesting messages because of the underwear thing. So before I bring her on, I just want to let you guys know that I have went live with my coaching site. So make sure you go check it out. It's 7keycoaching.com. Very excited. Make sure you follow me on IG. I post a lot of those keynote videos, just lessons that I'm learning along the way. You feel me? No doubt. And tonight's topic is vulnerability a necessity for a healthy relationship? If you're interested in giving your take on tonight's topic, make sure you hit us up at 845-277-9365. And that's 845-9365. No doubt. Sorry. What you doing?
Yeah. I'm cutting up your underwear since you complaining. You ain't going to have them by the end of this show. Don't worry about that.
Thank you for doing the laundry. I was just kidding. I thought it was funny.
That ain't even right.
But I was.
I'll be going through things.
All right. You do. And you're building a baby. But wasn't I walking around with no underwear on for a few days, though? Let's just.
Well, that's fine.
By
I do
choice.
That sometimes, too. Sometimes you need a little air.
Yeah. Free balling it. It was definitely by choice. Real quick before we get into the topic, I just want to put this out here. So I have glow sticks in my office that I use from time to time just to walk around the house with. So Tori comes upstairs with a glow stick. I'm like, okay. Before I could ask where she got it from, she like the cat gave it to me. I'm like, okay, cool. So she had me put it on her, and then I'm like, where's mine? She like, well, she ran out. Word, okay. Okay. This is the type of stuff that I'm dealing with my special Leo. So, but anyway, we can get into the topic.
You're welcome. You're very
Thanks.
Blessed. You're very blessed.
I am. You are a dope woman. Yeah. So, because you're so intelligent, I would love to get your take on, let me see. Yeah, tonight's topic is vulnerability a necessity for a healthy relationship. I was going to tell everybody where I got that from, too.
Oh, you should tell them.
Did I?
Yeah, you should tell them.
All right. So it was a post on Facebook, real quick, and this is what sparked the conversation. Well, this is what sparked, you know, me talking to Tori and stuff. So the post said, never tell a man your whole life story. He'll use it against you eventually. And I was like, sick. You know what I'm saying? It's interesting that, you know, people have different perspectives. And another young lady on there said that, you know, we just disagree. So let me get your take on it.
Well, I think she sounds bitter. I think a lot of the people on there sound bitter. Obviously, they've been burned before, which I think we all have in relationships at one point or another. But, yeah, it's definitely necessary in a relationship. You know, I feel like, you know, when I come home at the end of the day, or if I come home in general, I should be able to have my guards down at home. So if I'm not able to be vulnerable with the person, how do I put my guards down? You know what I'm saying? And I just don't see how intimacy is possible without having, you know, a certain mutual trust and a safe space to be vulnerable with. Like, I really think it's kind of a requirement, but then, you know, to her point and to her status about, you know, people using that against you in the future, well, I would kind of look at you as kind of partly to blame for that, because people give you signs and red flags on, like, what you can trust with them, how much you can trust with them. Like, you don't just one day walk up to somebody and be like, hey, this is my whole life story, and by the way, my name is Tori. Like, you don't do that shit, right? You kind of open up little by little, and, you know, the more they tell you, kind of gives you permission to share more with them. It's a back and forth type of thing. So if they're not telling you anything, that's a clear sign that maybe you shouldn't be sharing anything with them either. So you just got to be just aware of the people who you're being vulnerable with.
I agree. I agree 100%. And I was also had pointed out in, on the post that I felt like, you know what I'm saying, if these are the type of people that you're dealing with that you feel like that, you know, they're going to use it against you and weaponize your vulnerability against you, I feel like then that's to let you know off the bat that that individual is not a good or a healthy person to be in life. That seems very toxic, you know? So, that you know, I don't think it is anything wrong with being vulnerable. It's, I guess you just have to be, pay attention to the red flags that you said, like you said, and, you know, just pay attention to the red flags, plain and simple. You're going to always get red flags. They're going to let you know that, you know, some people see red flags as a challenge, and we don't want to look at it like that, okay? So if you see a red flag, just take heed, pay attention.
Red flags as a challenge. Hi.
Yeah. You got to pay attention. You got to pay attention. So, you know what I'm saying? You just got to pay attention. Before I give my take, though, and you kind of answered that while you answered the question, but tell me what it means to be vulnerable, even though you kind of answered that a little bit.
What it means to be vulnerable. I should be able to, like, lay out all my shit without fear of, like, retaliation or you using it to weaponize or judge me or anything like that. Just me being 100% open, you know, you having the power to hurt me, but me trusting you, you know, not to use that against me. So, I mean, like I said, you got to pay attention on who you're being a certain level of vulnerable, because there's levels to it. Like I said, you just don't walk up to somebody, introduce yourself and be like, this is my whole entire life story. You know, you kind of do it bit by bit. See how that goes, and you're like, oh, that went good. I'm gonna share a little more, you know, about different things. But yeah, like you, there's levels to it for sure. But just be 100% open, be 100% you, your authentic self, not really caring about, like I said, judgment or anything like that. But also, I think it kind of depends on the type of relationship that you want. Because obviously, if you're just dating or if you just, you know, you just have a friend or whatever like that. Maybe that type, a certain level of vulnerability isn't required in that type of situation, you know? So it just kind of, it depends on what you want.
I agree. That was another point that was made on the post as well, that, you know what I'm saying, that intimacy, you're not obligated to be vulnerable with somebody to be intimate with them. And I agree 100%. I think it's just a matter of choice. I personally am not sexual with people that I am not, you know what I'm saying, that I'm not open with, that I'm not able or comfortable to feel open with. I have to have that closeness. I have to have that intimacy outside of the sexual aspect in order to want to be sexual with somebody.
We know.
You know, but to each its own, you know what I'm saying? I don't think there's a right way or a right path or a right, you know, just the right way of doing things per se. You know what I'm saying? I think it just depends on the individual and, you know, the experience. And then with that said, I'm going to go ahead and get into this next joint. And hopefully I'm saying this young lady's name right, because Tori is the one who looked up how to pronounce her name, right? But I love the song when I heard it. I love her style. Let's see. Her name is, I'm going to let you say it.
Sinead Harnett is her last name, I think.
Yes. Yes. Good job. Great, great memory. Great pregnant brain memory.
Thank you.
Great job. No doubt. No doubt. If that's what she uses when I'm like, why are you yelling? She's like, I'm pregnant. I'm just playing. She never yells. I'm pregnant.
Back.
Right? Right? Like, do you, like, go downstairs? I'm, like, two standing up. You're like, I'm pregnant, right?
That's hey, I only got a few more months to milk it, so.
Right. Okay, well, milk it good. Milk it good. And while you're milking it, I'm going to go ahead and play. It is Sinead Harnett, and the name of the song is called Be the One. I'm going to go ahead and mute the Victoria. I'm going to go ahead and drop this joint right here. Yeah, let's do it.
Rolling for days now, clouds in my head. How you turn all the noise down, weight off my chest. When I thought it was improbable, because of all of the others before. But you do something I've never known. It compels me to bear you my soul. I wanna be the one.
Technical difficulties. So, dang it. Okay. Sorry about that, you guys. So, welcome back to Key Heart Radio. It's your host, Coach Key, up in this B.I. The name of that song was called Be the One, and the name of the artist is called Sinead Harnett. I love it. I thought it was thebomb.com. Before I bring Miss Tori on live with us, let me give you the topic. Tonight's topic is vulnerability a necessity for a healthy relationship. If you're tuned in on any device and you want to call in and give your take on the topic, hit us up at 845-277-9365, and that's 845-277-9365. And if you want to just sit in the queue, that's cool too. And if you want to come on live, you got to make sure you hit the number one. That lets me know that you want to come live, no doubt. And real quick, on the 24th of this month, on Saturday, I'll be hosting Zoom classes teaching 3D art. So, and it's only going to be for a limited time, just $10, really cool, you know what I'm saying? 45-minute class, 45 minutes to an hour, you know what I'm saying? So if you're interested, make sure you check out the website, 7keydesigns.com, you know what I'm saying? And hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, or on the, well, Facebook is Key Coaching, you know what I'm saying? That's why I post most of the stuff on there. Let's bring Tori back on live. What did you
do? Finally, thank God, I'm back.
I knew you was like, oh my God, when is she going to bring me live? That's what she was thinking, huh?
Yeah,
oh my
God. So pressed.
Just like that. Super pressed, because I was going to bring her on later.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Very confident about that, too. You know, my son was just being pressed. I'm glad that you're sharing this. I'm glad you are here to share this experience with me, bringing the show back. I love having you on. I love having Coach Shanti on, you know what I'm saying? I love having you guys on here, you know what I mean? So, back to the topic.
You might be supposed to say Coach Sten. I think you have to say Coach Sten. I don't think he's in.
Well, first off, she told me what to put on the flyer, so I would know, little Miss Leo. So I'll ask when she gets on, you know what I'm saying? But let me see, back to the topic though, you know what I mean? I my version of being vulnerable is the same thing, being free to be who you are, not saying you're putting pushing through past your fears, you know what I'm saying? Because you're not ignoring them, because you feel fears. Sometimes it is scary to open up, especially when you've been hurt in the past and you've been through traumatic situations and family and upbringing and in relationships. It's not always a very easy thing to be vulnerable and to step out and love again. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'll say that for later and stuff. So definitely being vulnerable, not necessarily, that's the definition that was given to me earlier from dictionary.com. But I truly believe that being vulnerable is just letting your guards down. You know what I'm saying? Giving somebody an opportunity to get to know you and all of you. You know what I'm saying? What you would consider your good side and what you would consider your bad side. But, you know, and I don't really think it's a good or bad side. You're just opening yourself up to allowing your partner, whoever you're being vulnerable with, to get to know your authentic self. You know what I'm saying? The self that you would typically hide behind, you know, again, because of fear for many different things and stuff. I met a lot of different individuals, you know, women per se, that are just been through some things and they are like guarded, their heart, and they're like boarded up and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And they might open up like slightly, but they never really open up, you know? And I think sometimes it can be. You know what? To be honest, you are very vulnerable. You are very open. You know, you are very self-aware. You're a very interesting person. You know, I definitely appreciate you. You know, being with you, I get a chance to learn more about life and learn more about me. And you know, of course, I'm learning more about you along the way. But you know, I think from the beginning, you were very open yourself. I don't remember you hiding anything of yourself to me.
Man, we used to talk about that all the time. Like, cut me off if I start running over. But you used to talk about that all the time. Like, oh, you're just going to hide behind your fortress, and you're going to block me out, and you only come outside to talk to me on the porch, but then you go right back into your little fortress or whatever. You used to talk about that all the time.
All right. In the beginning, all right. So in the beginning, maybe, you know, I could tell that, you know, you are a little bit more reserved, you know what I'm saying? Not like I am. I'm just like, you know, like I'm, you know, it might find it hard to believe, but people consistently come on the, random people, strangers come and tell me their life story. But I'm not afraid to, like, no matter how many times I've been loved, I'm not afraid to step out and love again. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I'm definitely not afraid to do. I don't let situations stop me from being who I am, and I'm very open, very loving. Sometimes people are kind of held back by it, you know what I'm saying? Because I guess, again, things that have transpired in their life. So when they meet me, they think that I'm like hiding something. But that's one thing about people who are just their authentic selves, is you don't have to worry about them hiding nothing, because they bring you 100% of them off the bat. You know what I mean? How did you feel when you met me? Am I different, or have I always been key? Awesome key, by the way.
No, you've always been awesome, Coach Key. That hasn't changed at all.
You.
You've been the same.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe your consistency is like what is a part of the reason why I felt like I can open up a little bit more and be, you know, 100% myself, because you just kind of put it, you know, all out there day one, which was a little bit intimidating initially, because it's like, that's
okay.
Weird. People don't do that. You know, what's really going on? Like, am I really supposed to trust,
that,
like, what's being put out there, just because it's so, you know, not the norm? You know, people just, they hide and they have fortresses like I did. So, you're the same. You're the same. Awesome, Coach Key.
I appreciate that. It's trying to make me blush and stuff. But you have, you definitely, you're a lot softer. And talk a lot more empathetic when we're having discussions.
I'm a little pit bull, a little bulldog, a little firecracker.
What? Something serious.
I'm not afraid for that to be
pregnant.
Known.
Right.
Hi.
You're pregnant now?
Yeah. Prayers to Coach P.
What? Everybody send some prayers out. You know, but you handle, you know, overall, you honestly really do.
B minus.
So. Nah, I give you way more than a B minus. You handle yourself very well, because you could really be lashing out at me. You know what I'm saying? We always end up talking about it later. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, getting through whatever we, you know, whatever, you know, you have no problem letting me know how you feel. You know what I'm saying?
Nope,
so
no problem at all.
We get a chance. Exactly. So we get a chance to work through it. Excuse me. And then get a chance to move on from there and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, but before I play the next song, I just want to give you guys a quick reminded Tori, he's like, why do you always say, because I got to let them know, just in case they're tuned in on any device, if you want to call in and give us your take on the topic, all you got to do is hit us up at 845-277-9365. And that's 845-277-9365. Remember, you can sit in the queue if you want. And if you want to talk, all you got to do is hit the number one. And don't forget to check out my website that I just went live not too long ago. And that's my coaching site. And that's 7keycoaching.com. You feel me? And I'm doing 30-minute consultations, by the way, as well. So let's see. Let's get into the next song. And the name of the song is called Chantel. No, the name of the artist is Chantel May. And the name of the song is called Don't Wanna Pretend.
I gotta see. If it's magic, why can't it be everlasting? If it's feelings involved, then how can we keep them from crashing? I know that it's hard to draw lines when we so many times, but like your heart that's in my hand, hold me tightly when you can. Don't contemplate on revenge. Where do we go to just refresh? Hold me tightly when you can. Don't contemplate on revenge. Where do we go to just refresh? To the wish and wish you well. Onto the let's just be friends and nothing else. Baby, this important. You know my heart can't be extorted or exploited.
Man, you guys, I'm so sorry about that. So I was over here trying to, I'm just going to tell you what I was doing, but that was a great song while we listened to it, right? You know what I'm saying? I'll definitely play that again. The name of the song is called Don't Want to Pretend. The name of the artist is called Chantel May. So sorry about that, you guys. I was just messing with buttons. But welcome, welcome back to Key Heart Radio. I'm going to need somebody to just take care of the music so that way I don't got to take care of the music. The song, so now I don't got to touch nothing. You feel me? Because tonight has been crazy. But welcome, welcome back to Key Heart Radio. It's your host, Coach Key. Tonight's topic is vulnerability a necessity for a healthy relationship? If you want to give us your take on a topic and you're tuned in on any device, might I add, all you have to do is dial 845-277-9365. And that's 845-277-9365. That's crazy because I was actually jamming to that last joint, you know what I'm saying? I was actually jamming and relaxing. But before I bring Coach Shen on, and hopefully that's me and Tori should have we should have bet on what Coach Shen wanted to call her, you know what I'm saying? So next time. But don't forget to check out my website, Seven Key Design, Seven Key Coaching. Check out my art too, SevenKeyDesigns.com. Definitely check out my website for coaching at SevenKeyCoaching.com. Okay, let's do it. Let's bring Sin on right now. What it do?
Hey, well, what's going on? Peace and positive energy, beautiful people.
What's up? I love when you come on. I get a chance to talk to you live. Normally we just talk through Glide and stuff, so I definitely look forward to you coming on and us jamming. You know what I mean?
This is true. This is true. I'm excited, yo. You know, shouts out to Tori. Shouts out to you. Shouts out to MJ. Yeah. Shouts out to everybody who be tuning in and stuff like that. Yo, I was jamming on that last song, too. I was all in my feels listening to that song.
Well, I appreciate it. I don't know what I know I was trying to unmute myself so I would come on right after the song, but I hit the wrong button and then stopped the song. You know what I mean?
It happens. You got a lot going on. It happens. Like, I forgot to play the music because I was so caught up in what you guys were saying after the first song had stopped. And I was like, oh, shit, the music stopped.
I've definitely been there. You know what I'm saying? It's different being on a show and multitasking and stuff. You know, even sharing the link and just doing a bunch of different things and stuff. You know, so I'm going to definitely eventually teach Tori how to do certain things so then, you know what I mean, then I can focus a little bit more. But before we even get into your take on the topic, how about you just go ahead and let people know where they can, how they can find you, like on your website and stuff, you know?
Okay, yeah, no doubt. First, let me say that you can call me Shanti or you can call me Sincere or you can call me Sin. There's only one person actually that I coach that calls me Shanti, my wife. Started calling me Shanti because my name means peace in Sanskrit. So a lot of times people ask me, well, what do you want me to call you? And I'll say, what resonates with you? So it could be Coach Shanti. It could be Coach Sin, either way. So both of you were pretty much right.
So I'm right. I got you.
No doubt. Well, you can find me on www.soulsessions.com, and that's SOEL, and that stands for Seeing Ourselves Evolve Lovingly. So that's www.soelsessions.com. Yo, look me up.
Yeah, I love it. So I know you got a chance to listen to I would love to hear your take on his vulnerability. Well, first, what would be maybe your definition of what vulnerability means, and then, you know, do you find it a necessity for a healthy relationship?
Okay, well, first let me say that you and Tori, well, had me cracking up the whole time, but the information was on point, too. I like that you guys, you know, can have a different perspective and outlook, like how you were saying. It's not like a right or wrong. It's just, it's perspective, you know. Vulnerability for me, I think it could just mean so many things to so many different people. And for me, it's just another way of saying allowing, you know, allowing, like being in that knowing that no weapon shall prosper, that you will always be your authentic self, and then being vulnerable, being open, being transparent, being long-winded and all those things. And that is who you are, and you are comfortable with those things. Those things are going to show even if you're trying to hide it, because it is who you are and how you vibrate, you know. So I think for me, vulnerability means just being in a space of allowing and being open to whatever it is that I experience through my openness, you know. And if anything comes up that makes me uncomfortable in any way, then that gives me the opportunity to once again have to go within and find ways to navigate through that. Vulnerability in a relationship is, you know, pretty challenging. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, in relationships, we come with our own set of baggage, for lack of a better word, you know, and we come with speaking foreign languages, different ways of living, you know, our upbringings, the traumas that we've dealt with and things like that. And then we're, you know, bringing ourselves together in these different worlds, you know. And a lot of times, because we're creatures of habit, we wind up doing the same things the same way until love shows up and breaks that shit wide open, and then you have no choice to either become a vibrational match with that vulnerability or not. You know what I'm saying? I think that it takes patience in a relationship. Sometimes in a relationship, a person may not be as vulnerable as the other one is. But I think it's in certain ways, because even for myself, you know, I'm very vulnerable in a lot of ways, but there may be certain ways that I'm not, you know? So I think it ebbs and flows depending on the circumstance sometimes, you know, or how deep the trigger is, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's being patient enough, holding the space. Like my mother told me a while ago, and when I was like a kid, she told me, she said, "Shanti, if you ever want someone to light your cigarette, you light theirs first." To me, that's vulnerability, because you're not worried about how it's going to be received or if the person is going to really do it back, but you're showing the example. You are being the example. You are exuding exactly what it is that you want for yourself. It's a beingness, you know, and it takes patience. Love, connection, conscious listening, to hold the sacred space for someone to feel comfortable enough to be vulnerable and to feel safe. You know, we say, well, we're not vulnerable because we don't feel safe, but we would feel a lot more safe if we were more vulnerable, because then we would experience the things in life that would support that vulnerability. But if we don't give that a chance, we pick and choose. A lot of time we sell ourselves short. But I still understand why, you know, we compartmentalize. Yeah, that's my take.
That was a big damn moment right there.
Yeah, and just be patient with yourself through the process. You know, if you're not the most vulnerable person, it doesn't minimize who you are. This is just an opportunity for you to really find out the brilliance of who you are. It's never a mark against you. You're always on the path no matter what. So if you're not as vulnerable as you would like to be, just, you know, be easy on yourself. And step by step, moment by moment, day by day, you allow yourself in some way to be a little vulnerable with some things you may not be vulnerable with. And that could just be going to the store without, you know what I'm saying, going to the store without putting lotion on, you know what I'm saying? Not going to the store without putting all your jewels on, all that kind of stuff. You know, but step by step, be patient with the process.
I got chills when you were like what you were saying. I loved everything that you said, and I agree 100%. And I would agree 100% that you know, vulnerability isn't necessarily a necessity for a healthy relationship, but patience for yourself and patience for your partner. You know what I'm saying? And giving your partner the space, you know, that they need, you know, to just be themselves no matter what it is and stuff, you know what I mean? However they choose, I feel like they need to show up for themselves at that moment, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, what you said was, it's dope. It's dope. And even what your mom told you about, you know, the cigarette thing, you know what I'm saying? Exuding what it is that you desire. You know, and let me tell you real quick. So I had a friend. And she was like, you know what, this is not necessarily off the subject, but when I said the word teach, she was like, you never really teach anybody anything. What you do is you remind them of the knowledge that they already have inside of them that we just forgot, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I was thinking about that when I said the word teach. I was like, all right, hold. You know, I feel a little funny when I say that now, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I see it in a different light now, you know what I mean? So I'm very thankful to be around beautiful people who you know, teach me things or remind me, you know what I'm saying? Remind me of
absolutely.
Myself. Absolutely. I would definitely
agree.
Man,
sure do. That's for sure, man. I love what you guys, I love the chemistry you guys got on here too. The transparency and honesty and things, you know. And the underwear thing was hilarious, man.
Yeah.
I remember you back in the day wearing Pac-Man drawers or something. Didn't you used to wear Pac-Man drawers or something like that back in the day?
Man, I think Batman. I got Batman. I had Batman on. I had Batman briefs. Yep, because I ran out of regular underwear, so I just put my Batman briefs on, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know what I mean? You know, I'm to, you know, what Tori does, she does a great deal, you know, for the household, for the family and stuff. And I know that she's doing a lot. She's building a baby. So I honestly could care less. I have no problem running upstairs and grabbing something that I need because it's right upstairs. It's not like I'm going outside of my house. So when I need something and if the laundry hasn't gotten through, you know, it's not a big deal. It makes no difference to me. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate her taking the time out to do the laundry when she does it because, again, I know I could tell that, you know, because I met her before she got pregnant. So I can see the – I think it's a beautiful thing to witness, you know, on the outside, what the body goes through to build a baby. I mean, women are amazing creatures, you know. Mommies are amazing creatures, you know what I'm saying? I think it's such a beautiful beautiful thing to experience. And so, you know, so just to get you guys, they're like, Key's so heartless. And it's called Key Heart Radio, so it's not heartless. And I was like, but, you know, I can't less about all of that. I was a little, I'm like, yo, she could have brought me up a glow stick, though, when she had one on her rock, when you put it around her wrist. I'm like, she put a brand new thing over here dancing with it, and she's dancing with it while it's on her wrist, and I'm just watching her with my wrist and feet. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, you know, I was like, damn. So the next time, and when I brought mine up, I said, you want one? She's like, nah, not now. You know, but I asked her. She just came up dancing once I put it on her, but, you know, no shade, no shade.
Right.
But I do have I got another new song that I was going to play, and the name of the artist is called Quinn, you know, and the name of the song is called Calling. So I hope you guys enjoy it, and then we'll be right back.
Calling me, I'm just doing my level.
doubt. That was nice. I like the flavor. I like the vibe to it. Name of the song is called Calling. Name of the artist is called Quinn. Look, even though I'm sitting on my butt, I'm like turning around in the chair a lot. I'm moving a lot. But welcome, welcome back to Key Heart Radio. It's your host, Coach Key. Tonight's topic is we are discussing is vulnerability and necessity for a healthy relationship. And real quick, before I bring Coach Sin back on, I want to give a shout-out to everybody, all the Muslims around the world. Ramadan will be starting within the next 2 days. And it can be a little bit of a challenging month, you know, but definitely well-rewarding and stuff. So shouts out to all the Muslims who are going to be fasting. Shouts out to all the Muslims who are not fasting for whatever reason, and that is not to me. Islam, we're one ummah, one community. So, you know, peace and blessings. I hope this Ramadan is a successful Ramadan for all of the Muslims all of worldwide. You feel me? Worldwide. I mean, no doubt. What
word? Yeah, you do so well around that time too, yo.
I appreciate it. I really appreciate that. I read an article a long time ago, and it was about making a decision, you know, and no matter what it is, once you make a decision, you stick to it. You don't question whether you're going to do it today, whether you're going to, you know, you don't have any questions. Once you decide to do something for yourself, you stick to it no matter what, no matter how difficult it can be and stuff,
true.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and then just in case for the Muslims who are just starting out fasting, you know, if you don't, it's not to damage your body, you know what I'm saying? And in Islam, you don't live in extremes. It's moderation. Moderation is key. So if you can't fast the entire month, you know what I'm saying, maybe a day or a couple days, or even fasting from one point to the time to another time, maybe not the whole day, or even giving up something, you know what I'm saying, that isn't necessarily healthiest for you, you know what I'm saying, for the month. So there are many different things that you could do, you know what I'm saying, you know, to make it a good and a successful month for you, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but thanks. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that, no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. What you got next, Coach?
Well, Coach, he's going to go ahead, and I guess we can just wrap it up with the keynote, and then, of course, I'll let you guys know. We're going to all, the three of us, my crew, will be discussing when the next show will be. And I'll go ahead and go into the keynote, which is really simple. You know, in Islam, I was always taught that you never leave your arms open too wide, and you never leave your arms open too small, you know, too short. Too wide, you're going to end up getting hurt. Too short, you're going to miss out on life and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, moderation is key. And that definitely goes back into the part as far as being vulnerable and stuff, you know? Because things don't always go as planned, you know? You just got to live fearlessly, or even live and continue forward even with that fear that you do fear. You know, because courage is not the lack of fear. It is the ability to continue to move forward regardless of the fear that you fear. The fear that you feel. That was funny. You know what I'm saying? But again, you know, live fearlessly. You know, don't be afraid. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to step out. Don't be afraid to love. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable. Don't be afraid to be you. You know what I mean? The same thing what Sin was saying, to be patient and stuff, you know? And Sin always reminds me that situations don't happen to you. They happen for you, you know? So, and life is not supposed to make you bitter. It's supposed to make you better. You know, there are going to be situations that you feel are not going to go your way. But I promise you, at the end, you're going to see that everything always works out perfectly for the individuals involved, without a shadow of a doubt. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and end on my keynote. You feel me? And bring Tori back on to say goodbye.
I got some props. Y'all sounding good. I appreciate her perspective. I was not in my head the whole time. I'm surprised it's still connected to my neck, but dope perspective as always. And it's Coach Sin to me. I don't give a shit what anybody says. It's Coach Sin. I was right. I won $20.
That's what it is. We never bet money. Yeah. We never bet money. I don't know what's up with
her.
She's always like, all right, babe. We bet in your mind. It's crazy because we have a joint account, so I'm just going to put in a joint account, and we're just going to both have access to it.
Oh, God.
So, boom.
That's all good.
I got at least $20. Yeah, no doubt. $20 it is. Going right into the joint account. We're going to use it on DoorDash tomorrow. Together.
That's good. Sounds good. As long as it's Coach Sin and I was right, I'm cool.
Yeah, whatever. Everybody had Yeah, everybody had really beautiful things to say. And I want to say shout out to everybody who's ever supported myself, even before this show, UMB Radio, even before that, Read Our Lips Radio, and everyone who supported since. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you guys taking the time out to tune in, giving your time, giving your mm-hmm. energy and stuff. And hopefully mm-hmm. you'll be back next time to listen in. We'll definitely give you an update on the date for the next show. And I appreciate everyone. I hope you guys have a fantastic start to your week and a fantastic start to Ramadan, a fantastic start to a new beginning to your life. Spring is beautiful. It's a time of where all your seeds that you planted are going to start growing and stuff. So be patient. And that's
word.
It.
Ha. And don't be afraid to be free, y'all.
No doubt. I like that. Don't be afraid to be free. You feel me?
That's right. Hashtag
would
don't
that
be
mean
afraid to be free.
So you don't...
I like that. I'm going to actually write that down. Hashtag. Hashtag is going to be sin, a sin moment.
It's under hashtag. If you go to hashtag don't be afraid to be free on Instagram, you'll see me.
No doubt. I love it. I love that. I love that. It'd be nice on a shirt, too.
Yeah, right? Look,
that's a good idea and stuff.
Between the three of us, we got some amazing T-shirt quotes, okay?
We really do.
100%. Yeah, we should, you know, we're going to put them out and, you know, I'm going to do a little Key Heart Radio and stuff. And that way I can put some shirts together and you can put your names and then your quote that you put. And then we can do it as like a give up. You feel me?
Word, that'd be dope.
Yeah, I like that as well. And then, so we'll see you guys next time. I'm going to go ahead and ride it out. Love. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Much love. Peace and love.
I'm going to go ahead and play. We're going to ride it out with, name of the song is called Toxic. I play this joint, and the artist is called Juicy Fruit. And you guys have a fantastic night. And peace, everybody.
Why you acting like